We are here. We are listening. And thus, we shall begin. The world you live in is a massive world with many layers intersecting each one of each other. This is a world that seems to be full of turmoil, but we ask you to just take a step back. Take a step back and see what it is that is really present in your immediate environment. For some of you, yes, there will be violence and heartache, but for many of you out there, for so many of you, there will be a completely different experience. There will be an experience of love and acceptance. We are not asking you to forget your brother's wounds, but we are asking you to not take on those wounds as your own. You cannot heal the world in a state of constant panic. You must first find your state of peace, your state of groundedness, before you can then offer a hand of sympathy, a hand to help your neighbor stand once more. So this is what we ask of you currently. Find your center. Find your peace. Find the beingness within which radiates a calm still presence of love. You will ask how one does this, and for each being in creation there is a different path and method. One must find their beingness first by looking within and experiencing what that world holds. One must understand how to be as an individual process in which your heart will express the method if you just ask. For some of you, it will be a walk through the trees which brings stability, while for others a prayerful request. Others still require a physical movement, a run to engage the body structure to the fullest degree, and others will need to remain still and silent in a meditative posture. There are many forms for each individual to reach their still quiet center, but the important aspect is getting there and maintaining that state. Maintaining that state. We will say that again because so many of you are accomplished at getting into the state, feeling the state, experiencing the bliss of oneness with creation, but the maintenance of that state is what requires effort and dedication. In the world of your current creation, there are avenues to experience a life which is not yours. You can do this through the internet and your social media, which allows you to interact and feel the lives of those that are not in your environment. You may do this through your books, through your novels, through your television screen. There are many avenues available to you to expose yourself to a world outside yourself. And what we will tell you now you may not like to hear. To maintain the state of centeredness and oneness, you may have to turn off your screens. You may have to stop continually checking in on what is going on in a world which is not in your immediate environment. You may need to learn to become comfortable with yourself. With your own silence, with your own thoughts. Here is a task for you. The next time you feel the urge to pick up a screen to pass your time, stop. Take 3 minutes and wait to pick up that screen. Instead, spend those 3 minutes in your thoughts and daydreams. Let yourself breathe in the world around you. Notice, observe, just be with yourself. We are not advocating for any formal meditative state, but if one chooses to spend their 3 minutes as so, we will oblige. What we do suggest is to just be with yourself for those 3 minutes. Just be with the environment which you are currently in instead of being transported into someone else's world. That is your task for today, my child, our children. We ask simply for 3 minutes. We ask simply for you to get to know and understand yourself. We ask simply for love. And so it is.